Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. Reports indicate a fire last night at Pucall Lumber on Highway 70 in Arborvita caused minimal damage. The reports say the fire began in a fuel silo containing bark. Damage was reported as minimal, no injuries reported. Fire units from Arborvita, Woodruff, Minocqua, and St. Germain were on the scene, along with the Vilas County Sheriff's Department. An engineering firm's outlined to do nearly $15 million of infrastructure work on the island of Minocqua met with stiff resistance at a recent special town board meeting. The preliminary proposal by Strand Associates of Madison calls for coordinated utility and street work, with the town's share pegged at $9 million and the Lakeland Sanitary District share at just under $6 million. The consulting firm's Matthew Yentz breaks down the town's cost per mile.
If you add these up with a fairly large contingency, 25% contingency, you're looking at about $4 million per mile of street.
Those figures don't include the water and sanitary sewer utility, but would include stormwater. Yen says that's 2 miles of street at about $8 million. The original directive to the consulting firm was to review utility and streetscape options for all streets on the island outside of the Highway 51 corridor and provide full reconstruction cost estimates. That review covers streets, sidewalks, curb and gutter, and other things. Yentz says while some streets have good pavement, the picture is not so rosy for others.
The other streets are not in very good shape. In fact, they've probably reached the end of their useful life, and something needs to be done. You could absolutely come in and mill and overlay them and, you know, kind of give you some time. But some of your streets probably have less than 5 years of life left.
On the Lakeland Sanitary District side of the ledger, it would cost about $3 million a mile for sanitary sewer and water mains. After much discussion, the board directed the consulting firm to work with the town's public works director to prioritize the work with the goal of drastically scaling back the cost. And landowners in the area of Big Portage Lake and Land O'Lakes saw their request for an area of the Vilas County Forest to be designated for silent use rejected by a county committee recently. Spokesperson Suzanne McCartan indicated they were seeking county lands across Big Portage Lake estates to be designated for silent use and asked the committee what steps needed to be taken. Reaction from committee members was immediate, and they questioned even if they had the authority to limit outdoor recreation activity on the county forest to only silent sports, noting there's plenty of deer hunting in the area. McCartan said she didn't realize deer hunting might be prevented. Vilas County Corporation Counsel Jack Albert said the first impression was there were no other counties with lands designated just for silent sports. The committee rejected the request. Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner says he won't run for re-election to the U.S. House of Representatives next year. The Menominee Falls politician has served 42 years in Washington, D.C., representing Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. The 76-year-old becomes Wisconsin's longest-serving congressman late next year when he passes Democratic Representative David Obey, who had a record of 41 years, 9 months, and 3 days. Sensenbrenner also served 10 years in the Wisconsin legislature before running for Congress. And no change for first-time offenders, but Wisconsin lawmakers are considering several bills which would make things much tougher on drunk drivers who repeat the offense. 13 different proposals were discussed by a state Senate committee Wednesday. Some would expand the use of interlocking devices and add jail time for drivers convicted of their 5th or 6th OWI. It still isn't likely that a first-time offense, though, will be made into a crime. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for showers, cloudy with a high near 67. Tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy again, low around 55. Friday, becoming partly sunny with a high near 68 and windy. And then for Saturday, mostly cloudy, high 65. Sunday again, mostly cloudy, high 61. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.